Bishul Perak Aleph Seif Pei Tes Yom Vav Tishri Bishul Perak Aleph Pei Tes Ifa Hagosa Batavshish Len Special Kol. Okay. The Gemara says there's an issa to go and mix. Magus means to stir. To stir the pot, your chayev on Sabbath if you do that. The Machlokes Rishonim are what we're discussing. Most Rishonim learn that if you've got a pot which is not fully cooked, food which is not fully cooked, if you mix it up, if you go and stir it up, you are helping it to go and cook better. That if it is not cooked. That's most Rishonim hold. Only if it's not cooked, then you got a problem if you go and stir it. But there is a Rishon which holds that even if it is cooked, even though there's an Issa to go and stir it. Let's go see what it says. Pay test. Issa Agosa. The tapshul shlein is special called tzarka, to go and stir a tapshul which is not completely cooked. Kedei sheyesh po tapshul shadayin lo special called tzarka. Also the ayah bo yisa bekach. Kedei shemagisim betapshul b'shaas abishul. Yesh b'ze isa teyra kivin shagosu mekareves es abishul. To go and stir a pot which the food is not fully cooked. It's also min ha-toyra because you are hurrying up the cooking. By stirring it. If it is awesome in our Torah to go and stir a pot which is not cooked. Savvy. Bafilo ein hakder munach zagabesh. Ein ha'arves ha'tavshe shobetecha kol zman shayat seletes boi v'gam b'zeh erse min ha'Torah. Even if it is not a keli rishon which is on the ash. Even keli rishon which is not on the fire. Also, an awesome in Atoya to go and stir it if it is not 100% cooked because you are hurrying up the cooking. So, one has to be very, very careful. If you have a pot which is not 100% cooked, even if it is not on the gas, even if it's not on the stove, you're not allowed to go and stir it. We'll even learn about more than that soon. Tadi Aleph. To go and take out from the pot, even without stirring it, they're only taking out with a spoon or taking out with a ladle from this pot, which has got food inside it, which is not fully cooked. By taking out food, you are stirring it to a certain degree. That is not allowed on Shabbos, because this stirring, even though you're not stirring with attention to do it, but you are automatically stirring it by taking out a bit. Therefore, it's also midrabbanon to go and take out, even without intention to stirring. Because taking out has to be done, a bit of stirring is done when one takes it out with a spoon or with a ladle, no difference. Therefore, it is also to go and take out from a pot which is not fully cooked on Shabbos. So if Tadi Beis, if it's a shul atzop, a kaf mitav shishlim, a special called tzok, a kaim, af kakshad hakadeyo, hustromesh. Even if the pot is not on the fire, one's not allowed to take out of this pot, even with a spoon or with a ladle, if it is not fully cooked, because there was an automatic stirring, because that's the way one takes out. You take out, you go and move a bit the food on the side. Therefore, it is considered you're doing magus on something which is not fully cooked on Shabbos, and you're helping it cook. This is also midrabbanon, but you're also not allowed to do that.